This is episode 2333 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back. We are at day 7, the final episode of a series we've been exploring all week long. The theme is managing procrastination. And I wonder, how are you doing? Did you enjoy this week's challenge? I hope the challenge to wake up at 5 a.m. or at least an hour early, or even a half an hour early before you normally wake up, to allow yourself to have some introspective time to reflect on your dreams and your goals, and to do a little self-care, to do a little movement and meditation and journaling. These are rituals that some of the most productive and some of the happiest people in the world do. Throughout this series, you have learned meditation techniques to help you manage procrastination. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you celebrate your big wins and learn from the challenges you had this week. This is the all-important weekly reflection. It's what I consider to be the most important episode in a series, because when you allow yourself to look back over a week or over a day, this allows you to learn from how you're living your life. So many times we rush through our days and weeks and months and years without really glancing back and reflecting on how our day went, what was difficult, what worked really well, when were we successful at something we were striving for. This is an important type of meditation, and I'm so honored to share it with you. I also, on the final episode of a series, recommend you reward yourself for all the work you've been doing all week long by going outside and meditating. You could do a walking meditation as you listen to the podcast, you allow yourself to walk, and you engage your senses. You notice the colors and textures around you. You notice how the air feels on your skin. You notice sounds. You notice how your feet feel with each step across the earth. This is a beautiful experience you can give yourself. I encourage you to do this at least once a week. Another way you could do a meditation outside is to simply sit outside and meditate. This might even be you opening up a window or door while you stay inside, because if you meditate outside, you might not really be able to sit outside completely safely and meditate. So open up a window or door and still feel that connection with the world around you. We are not disconnected from all that's happening in nature. We're a part of nature. And the moment you step into nature, the more perspective and balance you often feel in your own life. Now, you know you have, as always, the full half-hour guided meditation experiences, if you're ready for that, on the Sip and Om meditation app. This is where you also receive a weekly journal with a daily reflection question, as well as a guide with the tips and techniques for the entire theme for the week right there at your fingertips. So this is where you can always find a deeper guided meditation experience, the Sip and Om meditation app. Well, now let's get you settled down meditating. We've been following along with some inspiration from Robin Sharma's book, the 5 a.m. Club. And I want to share with you some final quotes. He says, "Own your morning. Elevate your life. Dream big. Start small. Begin now. Now is your time." As you sit down, begin to notice your breath, the rhythm and flow of air as it moves through your nose and circulates through your body, and as you release it again through your nose. Sitting straight with your eyes closed, gently elevated. If you're walking, go ahead and pause now and begin to relax your body. Notice where you're holding tension and gently begin to release it. Notice your mood right now and name your mood. Consider what may have contributed to your mood. Begin to notice what causes certain moods in your life. Your mood triggers. Become aware of what uplifts you and what seems to bring you down. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward to the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye. Mentally affirm as you exhale through your nose. Now is my time to shine. Now is my time to shine. Focus on what you were managing this week. As you released procrastination, what dream or goal were you focused on? As you reflect back over your week, consider the times when you may have struggled, when it was difficult to pursue a particular task or goal. Ask yourself if you were avoiding something, and what were you truly avoiding? Notice if you need a little more downtime, and you might just feel burnout, and you need to freshen your energy and rebuild it. Maybe you need more structure. Maybe you need a start date and not focus so much on completing a task, but simply focus on starting it. Maybe you were distracted easily. Notice your distractions and see what you can do to tame them. Commit to completion. Now, as you reflect on your week, celebrate your big wins. What did you succeed at doing to move yourself forward? Notice what motivated you. When were the times you made some progress, even if it was a tiny step? That's still progress. Celebrate it. Remember the times this week when you felt a sense of freedom and relief at finally beginning something you've been putting off. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness, absorbing these beautiful sensations you've created, celebrating yourself. You are so worth slowing down for.